This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Through a long jump or a power lift, they envision themselves as incredibly powerful and invincible and hypnotize themselves with that archetype to be able to do things most people could never imagine. I don't do what I do out of power trips. Never have, never will. I do it because of the long-term vision of freedom and knowing that it's going to be more popular and work better than models of tyranny. But I do like do the archetype of Godzilla cheesily in that plastic suit with all the little tanks, you know, shooting at him and everything, and he's like tearing down the system. And I just kind of think about that. That's kind of my archetype of my job, but it's more of a joke. But that's how the Democrats see me, is like Godzilla coming in and attacking him, and they just don't know what to do. So let's go in from the start again, and we can play it. Let's play some Blue Oyster Cult here for folks. Here it is. Didn't know that Blue Oyster Cult sounded so good. I actually like that. Godzilla dancing to Depeche Mode. Crank it up, yeah. Better learn your lesson. Yeah. Comes in for wars, baby. Getting Trump into office. Part about Godzilla is he always gets back up. Never gives in, never gives up. Sometimes he gives out though. Jesus, folks. You know, the left's so brainwashed. Now that I've blown up at them at four or five restaurants, when they get in my face, now none of them will get up and do it anymore. Yeah, I'm not Ted Cruz. I'm not Mr. Tough either, but, you know, if you ever tell me I'm going to F and kill you and spit on the back of my head or whatever, I'm going to get up and say, all right, let's go. Yeah, there goes Hillary. Oh, no. There goes 2016. That's right, baby. My spirit animal's Godzilla. Gotta love it. And not the modern one, the goofy one. Oh, yeah. They say he's got to go. Ban him, remove him, mute him, just get rid of him. There goes liberal toe. Woo! Hey, I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but I got some really bad family stuff going on right now. And I'm staying here and doing the show, but I'm having trouble focusing. So we'll see how this turns out on the other side. It won't do any good if I go off air right now, so I just got to sit here the next hour, finish up, and see what's going to happen. Yeah, there's Trump and Godzilla. Exactly. They got it. The Godzilla frequency. Woo! Some good music video we just created. The Alex Jones Godzilla music video. Woo! Banned on every major platform in the world. But Infowars.com. reset. We'll be right back in T-minus 60 Earth time seconds.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, Jones, right? You better look in the mirror. Hide what you have to hide.
Tell what you got to
tell. Tell what you have to tell. You'll see your problems multiply if you continually.
You can call this broadcast the policy of truth. That's all we do. A lot of folks got OCD to clean their pool every day or keep the refrigerator clean or have their car perfect or have their shirts all folded just right. Not me. I got OCD telling the truth. I do. I really have it. I just can't help but do it. I could run circles around the establishment and Machiavellian lies and deception, but see, I don't do it. But I do expose it, and that's why they hate it. Now, this is an important little clip I want to get to here, because it really illustrates a lot. Now, we've played this clip before. We have a new clip that's going to go with it in a moment, but this is AOC, the goddess, the deliverer, the Moses of free health care, free college, free housing, free jobs. She said in her Green Deal, you can work even if you get a paycheck even if you don't want to work, and all this other free stuff. So much free stuff, I can't even remember it all. Reparations, just you name it, it's free. People say, well, where does it come from? It's free. She said, it's just got to be free. We're just going to do it. Well, that means somebody's going to be a slave, because if somebody over here doesn't have to work and everybody else gets all this free stuff, well, who's going to pay? Oh, like almost everybody I know in my family who paid their taxes, who the IRS at one time or another tried to take their house. How about that? Oh, but it's all free. But remember, she said the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't pay them all the carbon tax. And everybody keeps pointing out, hey, they fly on private jets, they drive SUVs, she gets caught eating hamburgers when she says you shouldn't eat them. Don't you get it? They're not getting rid of airplanes and hamburgers. They're going to put a tax on them that they get the money from. That's all this is. She knows damn well it's a lie. She's going to guilt you. About that hamburger, about that hot dog. That's all that is. You know, in some European countries, they torture the hell out of milk cows. They shove big old giant tubes up their butt so that all the gas gets caught because they say methane's bad, as if there hadn't been bovine all over the world forever. You know, cows are just domesticated water buffalo. The giant herds of them everywhere, from Russia to Africa. We used to have them here. We killed them all. There were species of, 9, 10 different species of buffalo everywhere. There were probably more buffalo than there are cows now. There were cows all over the damn world. They just weren't domesticated. They were meaner than hell, but they were still cows. So she wants the same thing Canada and Norway and Sweden are doing, where they chain these cows up and shove a big tube up their ass. I'm not kidding. And they collect the farts because they say it's hurting the earth. Not toxic waste, not GMO, not genetically edited babies, not paying to have millions of kids change their sex and take deadly hormones. AOC says the world's ending, and Beto says the world's ending, unless you do exactly what they say. Let me give you a newsflash. Yeah, there's examples. Yeah, they have cows that are free range with the damn tubes up their ass, and I'm sorry to talk like that, but this is torturing these animals, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah. Oh, a cow out there, the left wants to cut trees down, because they create carbon too. You know, sunshine, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen, that's the life cycle. Got to have those four things. Daisy's like, will you please get this giant rubber hose out of my rear end? This is really going on. So here they are. Let me tell you, if you're ever in a church or anywhere and they tell you, do what we say or the world's going to end in 5 years or 12 years, you're in a cult. You need to run to the exits, okay? And that's what the Democratic Party is a cult. So let's play that clip before I play the latest with our reporter in New York. Here it is.
I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it?
No, let's just shove rubber hoses up cows' asses.
This is the war. This is our World War II. And
I want to make sure that those who work in the oil and gas industry, those who work in the fossil fuel industry are brought along as partners to make sure that we make this transition in the 10 years that we have left to us, as the science and scientists tell us, to make the kind of bold change that we need.
Now, that's a powerful clip you just played. See if you can find the other one. No, it's him at night in a brick building. He's like, the world's ending in 12 years. The point is, he just said it again. Now, that's cult level. Now, the guys were able to find it. But, I mean, I could show you hundreds of articles in at least six countries I know of where under a law, they shove big giant rubber hoses up the rear ends of cows because their farts are evil. You're like, that's crazy. Of course it's crazy. Cults make you do crazy things. The Marine Corps is a cult. It's a cult of death to win wars. So they make you do stupid chants and do stupid things to see if you'll do it. Okay, we permit that for war, and it's limited. It's still a cult. It's our cult. We've got the left coming in here with cults that don't have you masturbating with your rifle, so it becomes part of your body, little secret Marine Corps thing. They have you shoving tubes up cow's butts. They have you thinking the world's ending in 12 years. The Marines have you believing we're going to adapt and overcome. We're going to win. We're going to live forever. Even though we die, humanity goes on. They're telling you humanity's crap. Humanity's going down the tubes. Humanity's dead. It's over. No, it's not. But let me give you the first few minutes of a 14-minute report up on InfoWars.com. New Yorkers accept banning of hot dogs to save the earth. And this isn't just cherry picking. 95% of them say ban hot dogs to save the earth. Here it is.
So Mayor de Blasio, he's the mayor of New York City. Uh-huh. He wants to ban hot dogs to fight climate change.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I mean, would I give hot dogs away for climate security? Yes.
You think politicians know what's best for you?
Well, hold on.
100%.
Again, she gets a hot dog. You're ready to listen to narrating this. And she goes around and she talked to like 50 people, and two dudes were against it. Everybody else was like, yes,
The government's right. Ban hot dogs. Continue.
This costs $5. We're here in New York City where the mayor, Bill de Blasio, wants to ban hot dogs to fight climate change. Let's see what people think. The mayor of New York City wants to ban hot dogs to fight climate change. What do you think?
That's great.
Yeah, you think it'll fix all the problems?
Wait, what climate?
Yeah, he wants to ban hot dogs to fight climate change. What do you think?
How does that work?
I don't know. What do you think?
We need hot dogs, I guess. I don't know food.
Do you know how much this cost me?
$1?
$5.
Without a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're banning hot dogs.
Let's ban hot dogs if it costs $5. There we go. All right. What can we do to fight climate change in New York City?
No more hot dogs.
Should we ban hot dogs to fight climate change?
No.
Why not?
Because they taste good.
Want to ban hot dogs to save the earth?
I think it's kind of pointless, you know.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back in 1996, before the internet really was anything at all, before streaming video, before anybody was really even trying to stream audio, we were doing it, the audio. And I remember opening the mail down at the radio station where I just started the show. It had become number one in just months in the city. But I was putting out over shortwave. I was putting out over satellite. The kind of little arrogant managers, because the guy that hired me was cool, but he left and went on. He managed like CBS Nationwide, Z-Rock. So he thought, oh, this guy will be great. Give him a show. He'll be on weekdays soon. This guy's a real talent. But he left. He went on to manage other stuff. And then all these weirdos that had never done anything were running it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm on like 20 stations now, and we're on satellite and shortwave. Over that ISDN line I paid to put in here, and they're like, oh, yeah, kid, we let you put an ISDN line and stuff, and sure, you're on other stations and satellite and shortwave. And then we get more and more jealous as we had top ratings. But I remember getting the mail, sometimes thousands of letters a week, so they started getting upset at the radio station. And they were getting piles, usually about 100 letters, sometimes 1,000. And I'll never forget opening up a newspaper clipping of an Associated Press article in a paper. And it said, Al Gore's refrigerator of blood spills on tarmac. And somebody had a LexisNexis that or Find It or Thomson's Reuters or something. And I covered it, and it said he carried with him a little refrigerator full of blood. And then he did it because he got routine blood transfusions for his health. Now, I went on air and I covered that. And then I talked to some medical doctors I knew that had worked at the Air Force. And I'll just leave it at that. In the Skunks Works. And they said, listen, vampirism's real. It's a mental illness that happened all over the world. They also had basically skinwalkers that Native Americans believed in. But it was really when their own shaman would go crazy and become like vampires and lust after blood. It's like Pet Cemetery is an allegory of that. Even Stephen King admits the supposed burial ground where they're burying the cats and dogs. It's fiction. I'm not saying that's real. It would be, what's the term they use up in the Northwest for somebody who's turned into basically a vampire? I forget the exact term. But the point is that there's a real psychological designation that they had at Native American reservations where a certain number of people would go crazy and demand human blood. And if you wouldn't give it to them, they'd run off in the woods and come back emaciated 6 months later trying to kill you to get your blood. I didn't mean to go here today. I just saw this in the stack of news, so I thought I would mention it. And when I went on those 20-something stations in shortwave in 1996 and talked about that AP article and Al Gore with a refrigerator they carried around behind him full of blood for blood transfusions, man,
They got calls. They threatened to fire me. They said it was a conspiracy. They got pissed. That's when I first got on the Clintons' radar. But why did AP report on the refrigerator of blood? I don't know. So years later, I learned that rich people I knew were like, oh, that's no big deal. We all go get blood transfusions. And a lot of people put money in their college fund. And I go, what do you mean? Well, we need the blood of preferably prepubescent below the age of 13. And in some jurisdictions, they have special doctors that allow the blood of children. But it's okay. It's healthy. And the kids can raise up to $500 per deal. And Alex, you really ought to try the blood, Alex. The blood. And these are people, you know, that I know that are like conservatives. And I'm like, the blood. I won't be trying that. Not to mention, I don't want somebody else's blood in me anyways. My God, my wife spit in my mouth enough. You know what I mean? So, humans biohacking their own bodies with blood transfusions to achieve giddy immortality. Little immortality. DIY immortality. The point is, this is widespread now. And so if you're under 18, you know, it was 500 15 years ago. But it's like, if you're under 18, it's $1,000 a pint. Man, if you've got the weird deals and your parents take you, it's thousands if you're a little kid. There are people everywhere paying for children's blood to be run into their veins. And this has been going on forever. And Al Gore is following around. You look at him, he's a big swollen vampire. You can see him. Adrenochrome, yeah. You can see this big swollen demon that is this big vampire bat. I mean, you know Kim Jong-un's got them. And you just look at him. By the way, scroll down on the InfoWars article for TV viewers. They took down the fan site we had that even had the adrenochrome. I guess somebody's got a backup there. By the way, adrenochrome is in the encyclopedia. Adrenochrome is a real drug from people's adrenal glands. The Clintons actually own part of the company that puts it out. They're addicts, folks. Blood addicts. And in a child's blood is growth hormone and all these growth factors and all this stuff. And so we sit here and we talk about this all day. I know the show sounds crazy. I know the show sounds weird. I'm not a great writer. I'm not a science fiction genius. They've got all these leftist sites that go, Jones is the greatest entertainer of the century, though. And you've got to admit the stuff he comes up with is just unbelievable. He's better than Stephen King. No. You open the mail, and he's got a refrigerator that fell down with a bunch of blood in it. I didn't write that. See, truth's stranger than fiction. Like if I told you in 2019, most women's sports at the highest collegiate and even Olympic level is now being contended for or won by men who say they're women. They have different blood, they have different bones, different muscles, they have a different brain, different heart. It's all twice as strong as a woman. But they say that they are a girl, so they do. So, see, the sky's the limit. The sky's the limit to this evil because we have acquiesced to anything. So the biggest boom economy in America now is children's blood injected into rich people's veins. I told you this 20 years ago. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And that it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogen, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Okay. As often happens, we've done a pretty good broadcast the last hour and a half. Sunday's only 2 hours long. And I haven't gotten into 10% of what I got prepared for. I mean, I've got a lot of preparation here. But you know what? I'm going to throw it all to the side right now. Because I just want to say this right now. The Bible's real. Jesus Christ is real. And I don't come by that being brainwashed in some establishment church. I come by that by experiencing how the world really works and how the enemy hates Christians and who the enemy really works for. Because when you actually read the Bible, it's not what you get from mainline churches or Hollywood. It's something completely different. It's a roadmap of how the world really works. And if you actually follow it, you've got a roadmap to what they're going to try on you, and you've basically got the playbook. You don't have to steal the playbook like the Patriots do to win. Of course, everybody does it. I'm not defending it. They're just the best at it. You don't have to, you know, say everybody was cheating like Lance Armstrong. He was just the best at it. I'm not defending that either. But God gave us a cheat sheet here. And you know, you're growing up and you hear, oh, there's a devil and he wants to kill you and he wants to steal from you and he wants to hurt children. And the devil's obsessed with corrupting or killing children. And you're like looking at yourself and you're like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't believe that kind of person exists. In fact, there was a clip I was going to play on Friday. Can you guys give me Friday's video list? I saw like some NBC or ABC clip of a serial killer who would just climb in little girls' windows at nights and slit their throats. And I remember hearing about it in the 90s. And people ask, like, how can there be evil? Because, yeah, that's it. I need a printout, though, because I want to get his name in the background if you can. Thanks. He finally got executed, I guess, here in Texas. But you ask yourself, how is this going on? Because you don't want to climb in a second-story window and slit little girls' throats. So you don't think that exists because you're not like that. And I really get it. I do. I like feeding puppy dogs, little kitty cats. I like cooking dinner. I like having friends over. I'm a real nice, sweet person. I would never think about hurting anybody. But there are people like that all over the place. And we have to stop being weak. And we got to start being strong. And stop denying that this type of stuff's going on. And we got to start being willing to get in a fight if we have to. That's all I'm saying. Is that we've got to stop giving in to evil by denying it exists, because it does exist. And listen, I don't say this with pleasure. I have reporters in California and in Pennsylvania and Ohio and New York and Florida and Texas and Missouri and Minnesota. And I've got auxiliary reporters all over the world, in Europe, and you name it. And they'll send in a video of hundreds of people calling for the end of America, the end of Europe, for total communism, for total capitulation to Islam. And I say, did you cut out the smart people? They always say, no, we found none. Or you saw the one. And that's the thing here is, I watch the Millie Weaver and Caitlin Bennett videos. I watch the Will Johnson videos. And they can talk to 50 people. And they might find one that acts like they haven't had a full frontal lobotomy. They say, hey, the mayor wants to ban hot dogs to save the earth. And they go, I think that's a good idea. Duh. I mean, what the hell happened to these people? I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. I don't care if they were Hispanic. When I was growing up, nobody bought into the system. Even if you thought the local cop was okay, or the local city person, you knew above it was some corruption. You had an instinct. That's an American instinct. Man, it's gone, folks. Why do you think they're censoring all the Patriots? Because people don't have an instinct to defend it. So I don't say it with some sense of pleasure that, oh my God, look at these people. But would the globalists, though, see it as a sense of empowerment that the public is so dumbed down, that the public is so enslaved, that the public He's so soulless. But I know how the universe works. Even if I was a Machiavellian Satanist, if I'm in this ether with all these other consciousnesses and they're being lowered and destroyed, I can't help but be grabbed by that black hole. But the Satanist doesn't get that. The person that's all about themselves thinks, oh, I found somebody I can rip off and steal from. But you don't get, when you're a thug, let's say, robbing the neighborhood, robbing some houses, carjacking somebody, that you just drove all the property values down, that you just drove everybody out of the city. That's a microcosm of this, you see. Evil doesn't get, an evil person I describe as a swimming pool pooper. A lot of the Islamists do this in Europe. They say they're allowed to. It's their culture. They defecate. They don't piss in the pool. They defecate in the pool. Now, you think you want to go to a pool yourself, a public pool, so there's people defecating in it. It'll be closed or dirty. But see, they don't have second degree, third degree, fourth degree dimensional thought. It's, I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to take a big old crap right in this pool, and then I'm going to get out and watch everybody horrified by it and giggle and walk off. It doesn't matter if the pool closes. It doesn't matter if I can't come here for a week. I'm going to exercise my little petty power now and not worry about the consequences to myself and others down the road. And that's the essence of evil, is that it's one-dimensional. It's stupid. Take a virus, a cancer virus. They argue, is it alive, is it dead? It's RNA. It goes, plugs into your DNA, programs. Your cell to replicate it. Your body tries to fight against it. But the truth is, it doesn't even have a consciousness. It doesn't care. Because it doesn't know. You keep trying to reason with it. It's a virus. It's failed information. But it's reprogramming. It's controlling life. It takes it over. And then finally the cell swells up and busts open. 900,000 viruses pour back out and start infecting everything else. That's what they do. And so that's the nature of this. And you try to reason with it. You try to appease it. You try all this SJW, Stockholm Syndrome crap with it. You don't reason with something come to rewrite you and take you over and kill you. And so you wonder why these people all of a sudden are so dumb. And so, because they've given in to a spiritual virus. Now, there's a new suppressed film about to come out in 4 days. We've got an exclusive trailer. We're going to play it when we come back. Please stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use, packaged to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
You know, for somebody that's always saying, I need your financial support and help, I tend to not even plug sometimes for a whole broadcast the products we sell. But you know what? If folks don't think we need support, it's up to you. Whether we're going to be here or not, folks, it really comes down to that. Here's a trailer for a new documentary. It's up on NewsWars.com. It's an important film. We're ready for it, I'll play it. You're ready for it. Just go to NewsWars.com. Purge victim Laura Loomer featured a new film on censorship. Here it is.
Tonight we present this special report on social media exclusion.
Calls Zuckerberg's power unprecedented and un-American.
Listen, this is not just targeting one side of the political spectrum.
It's the first time that the high court will examine free speech rights and social media.
This is a monopoly. There is no competition and there's no accountability.
Facebook or Google are not government actors, so the First Amendment does not speak to their conduct.
Certain voices and messages should be excluded from their platforms.
We're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Kansas anymore.
This is not a lifestyle for people who are weak-minded. I mean,
I didn't just get depressed. I felt straight up suicidal.
Very soon, time soon, then the relocation of my family will be needed.
I wake up, the first thing I do before I talk to anyone, before I turn on my phone, is go on my YouTube channel and make sure it's still there.
I mean, I lost my job, I lost my social media platforms, I lost my vocation in a sense.
If we don't fight back and if we don't do something soon, I'm worried that we may fall. We may lose what makes this country great, and that is the fact that we have free speech.
The government cannot broadly restrict anything that it might label hate speech, but platforms can if they wish to.
Let's talk about YouTube, the second biggest search engine in the world.
The more they try and censor the people who are the alternative, the more frustration they will build against them.
A progressive publisher fears those on the left like her may soon face the very same hurdles as conservatives.
I was used as a straw man. Once the public took the bait, took the hook in their mouth, then everyone else would fall.
We were winning. We're losing.
So there is a link up on Infowars.com, and we're going to show you NewsWars.com. Right there on NewsWars.com, purge victim Laura Loomer featured a new film on censorship. You can't watch this. Will be released on May 15th. And I guess it was about 6 months ago, I got interviewed by some British filmmakers, one liberal, one conservative, and I got interviewed again a couple months ago by them. And they interviewed Tommy Robinson, Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and a bunch of other people. And I've seen the film. It's very powerful. It's perfect timing with all the censorship that's going on. And so if you go to NewsWars.com, you can watch the trailer. And then right there in the second paragraph, you can click on You Can't Watch This, which is the name of the film. And that's how people can go find the film and where it's going to be shown. So, again, I've been a little under the weather here and had some family stuff going on today. Probably shouldn't even come into the show tomorrow, but I'll give you this commitment. I'm going to come in here and give you a real broadcast tomorrow, okay? In fact, I'm going to come in here at 5 a.m., and I'm going to plot every minute of the show. I'm going to have it all, instead of everything spread out, I'm going to have everything linear, stacked like this, so we can just go pew, 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 pew. That way. That way. Because I'm the reason this show has problems. It's me. But I'm going to get my act together, and I'm going to get it straight. Because we're going to win, and we're going to defeat these globalists. But anyways, I'm glad to see this film's popping up. It's well done. And I hope that people will go to try to see the film that premieres this Wednesday. You Can't Watch This. And maybe tomorrow, think about this. We may even have a URL for you. Think about that. I bet in 24 hours, I bet I can get a URL. Maybe not. No. News Wars is there. You see how it works? I know about News Wars. I'm not saying that, see. I'm talking about the URL where you see the movie. You can't watch this. See that link right there? Just click on that. And then now minimize it and tell me the URL. And I'm about to be literally transferred to Valhalla right now. So let's blow that up. Because I can't read it at that distance. Or maybe just say in my ear what it is. Or we'll just run some Jeopardy music here. It's this is what it's all about right here, though, isn't it? What it's all about, baby. Because, man, I got a TV way across that room. I can't read that URL. So we're just going to lay back and just roll with it, baby. Just roll with it all. death of civilization, sexualization of our kids, killing babies after they're born, all of it. Everything's just fun. Everything's nice. Everything's just so cool and fun about it. We just do it. We just lay back. Wow, look at that. You can't watch this.com. Wow. My life just got completed, man. We put a URL on the screen, baby. So, like I said, can we just go back to the page and blow up the URL in the corner? So I can show that to people. I mean, I'm not like, you know, I mean, I'm cool here, whatever, at this point. Go to newswars.com. You can see the first trailer for it. If you scroll down to the second paragraph, you click, you can't watch this. And then if you just blow up the URL in the corner, we can just show. Can't Dan do that, can you? Can't do that, can you? All right, I'm going to end the show like this for you all, folks. Hope you have a great day out there. Be sure to take your shots, drink your fluoride, and enjoy giving your soul up. Most of you are already dead anyways. Let's end it with a few minutes from this. I'll play this all tomorrow. Inside the Mind of a Murdering Psychopath, ABC. So you just know who's coming for you and your family. Here it is.
The first time I killed somebody, and it was such a rush.
Tommy Lynn Selms, one of the most infamous serial killers in modern history. A man who says he belongs on death row.
I was raised to do time. I wasn't raised to live out there in that world.
Selms was convicted of killing 13-year-old Katie Harris, stabbing her to death in her bedroom.
I like to use a knife. A gun is too violent, too noisy, but just fit my hand well.
And later, he admitted to killing dozens more. So many, he says he can't even keep track.
I'm not Billy the Kid making notches on my holster, so I know it's been a lot.
Addicted to killing is the way he characterized it.
I don't have an on and off switch. I'm just after that drug. I'm after that feeling.
Nightline interviewed Selms on death row in 2010. One of the rare glimpses into the mind of a serial killer.
It's complicated. It's when people enter my life, they get hurt.
Selms is directly linked to over a dozen murders. The drifter's vagrant lifestyle helped him elude police for nearly 15 years as victims turned up from coast to coast.
When you look at me, you know what hate is. Because I don't know what love is. Two words I don't like to use is love and sorry. Because I'm about hate.
His methods for killing were as random as the people he targeted. He raped many before cutting their throats or beating them. Stabbing others, he strangled some.
A lot of jerking. A lot of movement. It's a physical. You become part of it.
And described it all with seeming detachment from the horrors he caused.
I don't have no feelings.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.